Jen Johnson, Bethel Worship Music, Goodness of God, the goodness of God. Thank you, Jesus, for the goodness of God. It keeps us exactly where we need to be all the time. And it reminds me of that scripture that says, it's because of your mercy and your loving kindness that I am not consumed. The goodness of God. You're listening to Impact 103. I'm Owen Farley, and it's time to be real again this week, to challenge the way that we think and be transformed into the very image and the likeness of Jesus. Oh, that is just so awesome. Which is love. It's all about love. He is love. And it's through this love that other things in our lives really start to make sense. He brings us understanding. And one of those things is his perception of who we are. He gives us identity through love. As we loved up by him, he in turn starts to show us, this is why I created you. This is my perception of you. You know, the definition of perception is the ability to see, to hear, or become aware of something through the senses. And I love that. Just thinking of how God is aware of us through his senses. He sees us. He hears us. He's watching. He's looking. He's like, I love you. I'm here with you. I'm bringing you strength. But you need to see yourself through my eyes. You know, so what is God's perception of you? Being empowered by this perception is actually the way that we need to walk. And it's something that I really do feel like we need to discuss today in knowing our identity. How many of us actually have taken the time to say, God, how do you see me? What's your perception of me? What did you make me for? And this is a very real conversation that we are going to have today. And I'm looking forward to it.
You're being real with Owen Farley.
Golomi and Renee, walking on water. It reminds me of that scripture that says you will do the same things that Jesus did and even greater things than these. You were made for that. That is part of who you are, your identity, and what God created you to do. It fascinates me that out of all the time that God could have made me, he put me now. I mean, think about it. He put you now in all the space of time, the timeline of mankind. You could have been, alive at the time when Moses was alive. You could have been alive with the time that Jesus was alive or any century. But why specifically now? And that's the question that we are answering today. We're trying to find out, God, why? Why did you create me? And it's something very specific. Oh, this is what I've learned. It's something so specific. Every single one of us has a certain identity that comes from the Lord because he's created us in his image and likeness. That scripture that says, you are of God, little children, and have overcome because greater is he who lives inside of you than he that is in the world. When I read that scripture a few years back, the Lord kind of paused me on that part that just said, you are of God. And he paused me and he said, oh, and you're of me. You were made from me in my image and my likeness. And all of a sudden, the Lord showed me how he literally takes a part of himself. You are of God. He takes a part of himself, reaches into who he is and creates something with such an individual purpose. And that's who you are. That's who I am. We made specifically for something. And this is really on my heart today to talk about, because we spend so much time finding out what our next step is, getting educated, working on our jobs, just like living life. We spend so much time in search and pursuit on those things that we're looking for and we want to attain in life. But have we spent the time to take a look at who we are in Christ Jesus? Have we taken the time to fall in love with God and allow him to show us who we are and what we were made to be? This is very, very important. I remember, back when I was just in school and I was going through this time where I was like, Lord, I don't really know who I am and I need you to show me. And I had heard someone talk about identity and I realized that I didn't know who I was. Like, I was like, God, what, who do you see me as? You know, like I'd heard people talking about, they refer to themselves as, oh, I'm like a David, I'm like a Elijah, I'm like, and I was like, Lord, what do you see me as? You know, like, what characteristics do I hold that you are working with and that you are molding? Show me who I am. And I was praying for about 2 weeks about this and hadn't really received any breakthrough. And all of a sudden was in church and this elderly gentleman was sitting next to me. And he was like across the aisle and he was just looking at me. And I remember feeling so awkward. I was like, Lord, why is this guy looking at me? I was kind of just like keeping to myself, trying to praise and worship. And I could just see this guy looking at me. All of a sudden, he reaches down, grabs a piece of paper and writes on it and passes it through to me during worship. And I look at it and it says, "For you, my valiant warrior, Joshua." And that struck me so much because God had answered my prayer, first of all, in showing me who he saw me as, a part of my identity, trying to reveal that. And second of all, because I knew that it was from the Lord, it struck something deep inside of me. And I went on this journey. I was like, God, I have to know who you see me as. Why are you calling me as a Joshua? Why? Why? And I went on this journey and God started showing me step by step what it is he was showing me. And this is what we need to be doing constantly, asking God, Lord, I love you, but I need you to show me. And this is something that you cannot let go of until you know. Like, there's no point in only going a certain way with the Lord. He's constantly revealing. He wants you to walk in the fullness, not just a little bit of a measure, but the fullness of what you were created to be. Psalms 139 verse 13, it says, "For you did form my inward parts. You did knit me together in my mother's womb." I'm just going to pause there. You know, when I read that inward parts, I realize that God's talking about me. As a spirit being, he's talking about the, like, who I am. He's not just talking about my physical body. He's talking about the way he made me, the completeness of that. Now in verse 14, it says, "I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth. Wonderful are your works, and that my inner self knows right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being formed in secret, and intricately and curiously wrought, as if embroidered with various colors." Oh, I just love that. Embroidered with various colors. It's like I can see the glory of God just knitting you together perfectly. "You were made intentionally." I was made intentionally. And there's a specific reason why we're here on this planet. There is a reason, there is an assignment that is specific for you. And maybe that's a question that you can ask. I remember speaking with my spiritual father and he sat down with me and was so straight to the point. He said, "Owen, do you know who you are?" And I was so taken aback by it. I was like, "Well, yeah." He's like, "No, do you know who you are? Do you know your purpose here? Do you know why God made you?" And I was so struck by that question. And it's something that I really feel to ask you that are listening is, do you know? Do you actually know what God's intention is for you? He had one. He had a plan. He knows the plans that he has for us. It's an individual thing. Yes, there's scriptures that really talk about who we are as believers and so important to know. For example, like God says in Luke 10:19, he says, "I've given you power and authority over all the power of the enemy to trample upon snakes and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm you. That's something that we all can claim as a believer. And we can stand on because we know that these signs will follow those who believe. We're all called to be sons and daughters of God. But there are specific things that God says to you for your call, for your walk. And I was actually just reminded of this morning and just did like a little bit of research now quickly to see what God said about certain individuals in the Bible. Here we have Jeremiah. And Jeremiah is in a time where just before Israel is about to be taken into Babylon, and he is saying things that people don't like to hear. He's saying crazy things like, okay, the city is going to be overtaken. This country, this nation is going to be overtaken by the enemy because of your disobedience. And everyone's like not liking this at all. And so God gives him a word that's is so specific for what he has created him to do and be able to handle. And it says in Jeremiah 1:18, "For I, behold, I have made you this day a fortified city and an iron pillar and a bronze wall against the whole land, against the successive kings of Judah, against its princes, against its priests, against the people of the land, giving you divine strength, which no hostile power can overcome. And they will fight against you, but they shall not finally prevail against you. For I am with you, says the Lord, to deliver you." And then he says with the high priest Joshua once returning from Babylon, he says this, and I love this because Satan is coming to the Lord and accusing Joshua on who, you know, like what he's been doing, what like the sin he's committed. And the Lord just says straight to Satan, he says, "The Lord rebuke you, Satan. Even the Lord who now and habitually chooses Jerusalem, rebuke you. This is not this returned captive Joshua, a brand plucked out of the fire." Man, like that speaks so much to his specific identity, what God called him to do, the way God seed him and viewed him. And if I take a look at Cyrus, the king that was Cyrus the Great, who came from Persia, it says this, it says, "You, Cyrus of Persia, soon to conquer Babylon on my battle axe or maul, a weapon of war. For with you, I break nations into pieces. With you, I destroy kingdoms." Those were all very specific words that God gave the people that he that were like seeking him and searching him and walking in righteousness. And he was saying, "Listen, I'm with you. I know what I've called you for. I've built you to be able to withstand everything that's coming your way." So if you have a scripture like that, please, can you let us know today? Because I'd really like to... The scriptures that God might have shown you could really encourage one of us in our pursuit and in our search for who God actually says that we are. So we're going to carry on seeking and carry on pursuing because God said, if you seek, you will find. So let us know on what those scriptures are on our WhatsApp line 071-364-0376. And let's encourage each other today on what actually God is doing in us by explaining who we are and what our identity is. The world just tells us who it expects us to be. And there's so many different voices. I mean, there's the voice of the world that's telling us. There's the voice of the flesh that's saying, oh, we need to be like this or act like that in order to achieve something that we want and we desire. But then there's also the voice of the enemy, which is constantly lying to us. The Bible tells us that he is the liar. And if we are able to discern what voice is actually talking it to us, is it the voice of the world, the voice of our flesh, the voice of the enemy, or is it the voice of God? Now, the voice of God speaks truth. He is love. He knows why he created you. And it's so important to know what he says so that you can bypass everything else that doesn't measure up to what God is saying about you. And I'm telling you, like this weekend, I went through to serve at the Bushveld Mission Children's Home, which is my spiritual family. And they they were just encouraging me so much. I was there and hearing all the testimonies, understanding where I come from, who I am, and just listening to how they spoke about me, how they saw me. It just lifts me up, and it reminded me of that scripture in Proverbs 27, verse 17. It says, "Iron sharpens iron, so a man sharpens the countenance of his friend. Whoever tends a fig tree shall eat its fruit. So he who patiently and faithfully guards and heeds his master shall be honored." And then in verse 19, it says, "As in water's face answers to and reflects the face, so the heart of the man to the man." In other words, just as if we look into a mirror, we're looking into water and we see our reflection, our heart actually shows us who we are. And we need those people in our lives that are able to look past what the world sees, or past even things that we've done, even things that we've done wrong, and say, you know what, that is not who you are. I see you through the eyes of God. I know what God's created you to be. So let's stand up. Let's get up. Let's actually do those things that God wants you to do. And it's so important to surround yourself with people like that, that actually have the heart of God and see you the way that God sees you. So it's like you can walk in the power of God's perception about you. So as we're looking and as we are seeking our identity, let's pray and ask God to actually bring us into a family, into a environment, into a group of people where we can actually be planted so that we can bear the fruit that God wants us to actually bear. They'll tell you the truth about who God sees you as. The Word of God tells you the truth. And it's in that godly wisdom, that godly counsel, that we can stop listening to the voice of the world, stop listening to the voice of the flesh and the voice of the enemy that is constantly lying, and actually be able to stand on what the truth is in the power of the perception that God actually has for us. That's what really matters. So as we are doing this, let's continue to keep in mind on what the Word of God says. He says, "I've called you by name before you were born. I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord." These are all things that God really wants to do for us and in us. So let's seek it. In Jeremiah 1:5, it says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you." Man, that's powerful. I'm going to read it again. "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew and approved of you as my chosen instrument. And before you were born, I separated you and set you apart, consecrating you." This is the reality of what God has done for us. Okay, what he has in store for us. He doesn't want us to be part of the world. He wants us to step into what he's called us to do, be separated from it, and actually say, "God, you can do what you want to through me. You've sent me here on assignment. Just show me what that is. Give me a revelation of who I am so that I can know my purpose." And as man, this reminds me so much of a time when I was asking God the same sorts of questions. And the Holy Spirit led me through to actually researching who I was. Where have I come from? And I remember actually researching what my name means, because I know that the Bible says that God's called you by name before you were born. So if he called me by name, there's a specific reason why he's calling me that, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. So when we're calling someone, it actually is like we're speaking over them, their identity. We speak, and I was like very interested in this. So I went through and actually started asking my parents, you know, what does my name mean? And started doing all the research behind it and finding out where I came from. And this really helped me to understand not only who I am and why I've been placed here on this earth, but also what my family has been called to and what the Lord design was for my family to be able to actually accomplish. And each one of us were placed into a family for a specific reason. I know sometimes that family is family, and it's like you go through ups and downs, but there's a specific covenant that God created there that is so vital for us to be able to walk in what God wants us to do. He put that relationship together. He wants that relationship to flourish. He wants that relationship to be built up in the Spirit, and that relationship to actually encourage each other for who we were meant to be. So as I started asking the Holy Spirit for revelation and saying, Lord, who do you see me as? He started showing me my family is called to this. And just being open and real about it, my surname is Farley. And when I was researching that, it actually means dweller amongst the ferns or of the sheepfold. And that meant a lot to me, because as I was asking God who he saw me as, he started speaking to me about dwelling in the secret place, dwelling in the garden, and allowing him to reveal, to dig up things that are not supposed to be there, and creating this garden with him, this secret place with him that is just where I can be. And that place with him breeds identity. It literally just grabs a hold of you, and that love speaks so much truth, so much life, that there is nothing else that can stand against it. No lie, no opinion, no expectation from others can dwindle the truth of who God sees you as. So I'm going to leave you with this today, because my time with you has come to an end, and we're going to most likely pick this up again tomorrow, same time, 9:30. And I just want to leave you with the scripture for John 15:16. It says, "You have not chosen me." Now, this is God talking to you. "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and I have appointed you. I have planted you that you might go and bear fruit and keep on bearing, and that your fruit may be lasting, that it may remain and abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, as presenting all that I am, he may give it to you." So let's carry on with our pursuit. Let's carry on being real with our relationship with God. You know, I was actually talking to someone this morning and just saying, it's so important to have that sincerity of heart when you're asking these questions with God. What were you thinking when you made me? Who am I? And just saying, God, I want to know the truth. I'm tired of it being just a fake sort of thing, or I'm tired of it being face value, or I'm tired of it looking a certain way, but there's no power behind this in our relationship. And this is the thing, is that God wants to take you into a relationship that is powerful, that changes the way that we think, changes our very being, so that we can be the new creation that Christ died for, and for us to be able to walk in the fullness of our call. So keep being real with God. Just remember, Jesus loves you more than you know, and he wants to reveal this to you. As for me, Owen Farley, God bless you, and have an amazing, amazing day.